What a challenging time you are in, because one of the skills that you are developing now is choosing what you respond to and what you do not respond to. And that has been difficult, because when a wrong thing happens and it is blatant, there is a tendency to feel with that and to respond to that. And this time is asking you to move to a different gear where you know about that, but you do not respond to that. And that is very strange for those of you who are feeling, because you say that is wrong, and you can, there's a great deal of feeling here, but there is a whole field of wrong that you are hearing about every day. And so now we go to this other mode where you hear about it, you know that it is wrong, but you keep your heart and your response centers away from it for any number of good reasons, one of which is it takes energy. It takes a great deal of energy to be forever responding to the thing or the person or the act that is wrong. And you do not want to waste your energy that way. To know about it, of course, you know about it. But to respond to it, no. That is where we pull the energy in and say, my response to that, if I have one, will not make anything better. It will not improve anything. It will not make it more palatable. It will not do anything good. So I'm going to know about it and file that knowing. And I'm going to actually then look for the thing that is good that I can respond to. I'm going to, if it is possibly not in the news, considering what your news is now, in the people you know, in the situations that you are in, to find gratitude with people who are operating in an open-hearted way. That could be a waitress in a restaurant or a coffee shop. That could be someone who does not have to be helpful, but has decided to be helpful. And that you can open your heart to, because that will fill you up. It will not drain you. And in the time that you are in, this separation, we think of this like a gear in a car, except it is a people gear. And to know but not to respond is a gear. It is a place that you can go and say, that is despicable, and I know that. And today, someone helped me. Someone made my life easier. I saw something beautiful. And let your focus go to that, because that puts you in a place then to be full, but not to be ignorant, but just to be full because you are looking at the beauty of life. This is where nature is such a great teacher. And you can spend a small amount of time with a tree and feel all the beauty of creation, all the way, the magic way that things have been put together on this very beautiful planet. And that you can feel and respond with. Do you know other things? Of course you do. And you know them and file them, because they do not belong to you if you cannot make a difference with them. And this way of picking your gear for the things that you run into in life is so important. And again, this is true with people as well. there are people who you do not react well with. And that's fine. You do not need to. But you need to know about that and to file it. And then immediately think of people you do respond well with and how good and rich and fine that is. And so this is one of the lessons that we are learning along this rather bumpy road. And there are things coming that are going to be, how do we say this, combative. We're going to see things that are combative. And it is the same rule. It is like, oh, that fought that. There was a fight there. There was a fight. I register it. I don't enter it. I register it. I don't enter it. And that will make you able then to be sure that you're full of the responses and the things that you actually want to be full with. Do we do it perfectly? We do not. We certainly have our moments. But when you know that when you are feeling that you are in a vulnerable position with something that is negative, change gears. Know about it, but don't enter it. Don't respond to it. And when we are, this is so interesting because we are doing life lessons here together, while above us there is a battle being waged. And the battle will go to the light, because it always does. But it never does as quickly as we would like it to. We would love for light and peace to be visible and to be working in the world around us, and we simply are not there yet. So this gives us an opportunity to practice this particular lesson. Know about it, but do not go into it. Now, while we're here, we want to talk about one other thing, and that is the battle that sometimes rages inside of you. We all know that. We're all familiar with that. Sometimes there are old demands that rise up in our consciousness, a way we should have been, a thing we should have done, a puzzlement about why something did not open, or why something did for that matter. And once again, to enter that, those questions with your emotion and your energy, not always a good idea. It is good to know about it, but it is not good to get lost in it. The huge principle, which is very challenging indeed, is that when something is meant for you, it will come to you. When something is intended to be in your life, it will be in your life. That is the beauty of working with the universe. But it is also the frustration, because when you are working with your own ego, of course that ego wants things to happen quickly. So many of the things that are the most powerful things in your life are surprises. They happen when you are not expecting them. And so that old push to make something be what it is not, or to make something perfect, oh, please be careful about that one, to make yourself perfect, please do not do that, because it does not fill you. It says there is something wrong with you. And there's nothing wrong with you. You are made beautifully and exactly, and you are exactly where you are intended to be in this moment. That does not mean that there are not beautiful things coming to you, because there are beautiful things coming to you. but it means you are not the one, for the most part, who controls that. So when we can have that enoughness inside of ourselves, and when we can know the rightness of where we are and what we are doing and how we are guided and how we are loved, and know to focus on the things that fill us, not the things that deplete us. That is how, in this particular time that we're in, we're going to find happiness. So we're going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy around you, full of the blue that is peace. And breathe in peace and exhale fear. Find yourself looking at the horizon. And as you look at the horizon, see the sun rise. And feel the energy of that rising of energy that lights the world. And let that energy rise in you. And where there are shadows, let the light of this light rising move them away from you. Move them out of your mind and your body and away from your spirit. So you are rising with the light. Find that you are in your heart center now. And feel the light rise in your heart center. See the beauty of all the things that you have brought your love to and your care. See the place of comfort and safety that is in your heart, a place where you can always go. And drink from the place in your heart center where water flows. And feel your spirit being refreshed. Now see a path that is illuminated. And feel yourself drawn to that path. And as you step onto the path, let the world fall away. Let the worries and the guilt, let it all fall away so that you are who you truly are, as you were created. And you step onto that path, and the path takes you upward. Feel the movement go higher and higher. And know that the air is full of blessings, full of all the things that are good for you, that make you strong and that make you happy. And find that you've come to the place of salvation. And this is the energy that forgives everything, that restores everything, that embraces you as the free and beautiful being you truly are. Breathe in that energy. Come to the path again. And let the path carry you upward. Feel the energy become fine and high and beautiful. And you come to the place of joy and feel the joy all around you and give yourself permission to have the joy. Feel it come into your body and touch every part of you. And know that joy is your right and the state in which you were created. Come to the path again and let the path take you higher still and find that you are in the place of the gift and resting your mind, know the gift. And know that your teacher is here, has come to be with you, the teacher who walks with you every step of your life. Thank your teacher for being here with you and receive a blessing from your teacher. Breathe in the energy of this very high place. And turn and come back down the path again, remembering to receive all that is here for you. Come back to your heart center. Begin to breathe into your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,